Hier aan daf, kuf, chof, dalet, om het beis. We have one pesach to learn on the previous sugim. Hema vohu denisa. We had a member, a machlekes tanoim, we had echot hanegeya ve echot hameisit. Rabbi Lezer Eimer, Af Hanoisei. Also Hanoisei, so the Gemara asked, Otto Noisei, Lav Meisei, to what is Rabbi Lezer being Meisei? Ela Lav, Hochi Kama, Echod Hanegev, Echod Hameisei, Veloi Niso. That these two Tumis, by Nevela, it is not necessary that it should be Niso. Also, Rabbi Lezer Lameima, Bohu Denisa. Rabbi Lezer says, no, but the whole din of Tumas Masa, of Tumas Maga, also the way Rashi said, it has to be Nisa also, it has to be able to be carried by itself, all the Chelke and the Vela. So the Gemara asks, so my Av, so it seems, if you're telling me that the Tanakama holds, you do not need Niso, and Rabbi Lezer says, Af, so he's Moisev al Divrei Tanakama. So the Gemara says, Eime Vuhu di Niso. You have to make a grace, not Af Hanoisei, no Vuhu di Niso. That they're only Metame Bemaga Bemase if it was Niso. Eima vohu denisa. So, teima amai magia baraisa. At this we're making a hagon the baraisa. It comes out that Rabbi Lezer is saying it's only mekabel tuma vohu denisa. The pashtus haloshin would seem not like that. Eima ipche. The rabbonon sovri echad anegev echad hameisit vohu denisa. Rabban and hold, you need Nisa. Avoloi Nisa, loy. Va'osa Rabbi Lezer lameima af hanoisei af apishayin Nisa. Fakel, Rabbi Lezer is coming to tell us, you just said that it's only metame when it is Nisa. No, I wish to disagree. Af hanoisei, even though it's not Nisa. So then the Loshnaf is very good. He's being Moisif, Av HaNois, even though it's not Nisa. V'nira desover HaShas, the Moisif b'chol inyan, afilu ein Nisa. Others say, Vach Sechmir, because Echad, when he gave Echad HaMoisif, it would seem he's coming to tell us that all the cases you don't need Nisa. So Mamela Rafilo ain't Nisa, the Kachtoch and the Forish came that Abelazar is Huda Nisa. Zok the Mishnah Vaita, Kulyas Hameis, there was an etzim of Hameis. So Rashi says, Kulyas Hameis Tomei, the etzim Kisoira Bemeis, Tame b'manga b'masa, k'dechsiv oy be'etzem odom. So kuyas ameis means etzem ameis. V'kuyas hamukdoshim, Rashi says, b'miseches psochim tam, ha'pigul mahanoisa metamin esa yadayim, pigul anoisa metame di yadayim, gozru bu rabono, yishum chashdei kune, it seems, Bizman Chazal, people were very scared of becoming Tomei. The fact when Tumei and Tara was relevant, some Emela like this, they were afraid maybe a Koyan will want to be Mafsid, the Bailam, and they'll be Mafagol, the Kodim. Maybe the Kahanim will be at Salem and they won't eat up the Kolben and will become Naisa. So in order to motivate them that things should be done properly, they said, you know, if it becomes pigle, or if it becomes nice, it's metames yadayim. And it seems that had that made a roshim on them to avoid this. So we learned a Mishnah in Psochem, a pigle ba noisa, metamim esa yadayim. The gozer bu rabbonon, the rabbonon were gozer tumen, bishim chash tekune, the kainem that were choshed, that they'll be mefagel, ba'atz leikune, or ha'tzelem, that they were afraid they will not eat it up in the proper zman, will become nicer, ma'kin mefarish osam. The gozer bu af ba'atzomais sheshim shunaisa. They not were only geyser on the psar noiser and the psar pigle, the atzomis who were mishamish noiser and pigle, they also were geyser tumah. So this is vikuyas hamukdoshim, the etzem from mukdoshim that was pigle the noiser, and aigeya behem, so whoever will touch these bones, Bain stumim, say these bones are completely sosum. Bain nekuvim, say there's a hole in these bones. Tome, it's tome. That means there's a tume of a etzem hameis. That means it's irrelevant if I can get to the moyach that's in the etzem, or I can't get to the moyach in the etzem. It's irrelevant. The bone alone is metame. Al tzetzem ameis, or the misham sheinoiso. So it's metame benegiye. Kuyas nevele v'kuyas asheres. Now we have here a bone that has moyach in it, v'kuyas asheres, a bone of a nevele and a bone of a sheret. Anegei abahem stumim toher. So if a person will touch the bone, and the bone is sosum, that means he's not touching the moyach inside, he's touching the bone. So the bone, lemaise, is toyer. We learned in the gloss of Eloi Batzomis, that somis are not metame, tumas nevela. So memela, so if you have an etzem sosum of a nevela or of a sheret, so, anegei bem stumim tahirim, because the bone is not metamet. Nekuvim kolshu, if there's a nekev, we'll see a nekev that a hair could go into the nekev, and let's say a hair of his beard or a hair of his head could go into the neck, into this nekev, and touch the moyach in the etzem. So then, it's metame b'mage. That's metame b'mage. So nekuvim kolshu metame b'mage. So it's metame b'mage because he touched the moyach in the etzem. Minayin sha'af b'masa. How do you know that now it is metame b'masa? Says in the Pasuk, Hanegeya b'niblos of Hanoise, Eshe bolach l'almage, bolach l'almase, le'bolach l'almage, le'bolach l'almase. So if you have a bone of an nevela, which is capable of being metame b'mage, in other words, you have a bone which is, there's a hole in it, and it can be metame b'mage, so then it's metame b'mase. So if a person carries the bone, he's also tame. If it is a it's a kuyis stume, that it cannot be metame b'mage, so then it's not metame b'mase. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, nevela ein atzmeisel metame. That tzomis are not metame. Tchsiv b'nivloso v'loi b'atzomis. V'chein sheret. Hilkach, stumim, tohoirim, af melatame b'mase, b'choshkei b'mage. So if it's sosum, it's toyer, because it can't be metame b'mase, because we have this hekesh kol she'ine b'mage ine b'mase, v'chol she'kein b'mage, v'efsheloi liga. He can't touch it, because it's an etzem sosom. But Rashi, amir de kekashe, v'af al gav, v'shoymer machnis omeitzi tume. Why do you say that an etzem that is sosom, why do you say that an etzem that is sosom is not metame tumes mage, l'chayre the etzem is a shomer to the moyach shebe etzem, and a shomer is machnis umaytzi tume. V'av agav du shomer machnis umaytzi tume. Ani mili bedobo she'efshel liga betuma atzmo afilu leinoga ba ela b'shaymer tome. Aval eich di'efshel liga betuma atzmo in shaymer metame. So Rashi says a new yisod that the whole halacha that a shaymer is meitzi es atume is only speaking about by a dobo tome that you can touch the Dover Tome alone. So then, if you touch the Shem, it's also Maitzi Es HaTome. But a Dover Tome that you cannot touch alone, only for the Shem, there's no Din Shem. So we'll see later, what we had in the beginning of Ayo Baraita, Bezerah Zeru Hashay Yisareya, we learned that a shema of oichlam is machnas a maitzi tume. They speak about the husks of the kernels that are a shema to the kernels, and they are machnas a maitzi, even though it's also sosem. So Tosfos and Daf Kuf Chavov Amud Beis speaks about this. But al kaponim, here Rashi says a yisoid al kaponim by nevela, that there's no din that a shema can be maitzi tume from a nevela. What is if you have a etzem of a nevela and there's a nekev in it? Afilu kechut asayre, afilu the whole is a chut asayre. She'ef shel lahachnis b'chut asayre shel roishoy oizekonoy. She could be machnis in this. And this etzem achut asayre, v'reyu metami bekach kivolakamon, so it'll become tami, that's tumas mage. That means if a hair of his, when it's attached to him, touched adobo tamis, he becomes tame. So then it's so if it's kuyas, if it's mekuve, so memele, so then it's metame bemage, and then it's metame bemas. Zokta gemore, noigeya in, Avu ma'uloi. It says in the Mishnah, kuyas ha-meis, that you have a bone of a mace. So we have anigeya behem, bein stumim, bein nekuvim, tome. So it says, dafke, negeya, dafke, if you touch it, tama b'make. Avu ma'il loy. But if you mile over this etzem, it is no tumas soil. In fact, the Gemara, hechidom. Idike kezayis boso, if attached to this bone, there's a kezayis boso attached to the bone on the outside. Boyonami letami. So it should be metama boyo. You have a kezayis boso, you forget about the etzem. A kezayis boso is metama. Yeah. Dikezayis boso, boyonami letami. You have the bosses on the outside and the etzem is on the inside. So it should be a yad or a shaman and it should be a yad. We have beis atomis v'lem beis chatzoy says michnas from shem shni l'bayis abayis ma'alem abayis tomei. That means if the yad is Apilu, the boss is on the outside of that, but if it's attached to a kezayis boss, should she be machnis, tume into the oil. If there's a yedik kezayis boss, boil nami letame, so let it be tame for the boilers. Why is it dafka tumas magi? Galeke kezayis boss. Yeah, you're right, it's talking about there's no kezayis boss. Fine. Take the gemar, the kezayis moyach bevifnin. Forget about boss. But if bifnim there's a kezayis of moyach, moyach is a locha of bosa. So you, when you brought the etzim into the oil, so you have a kezayis of moyach in the etzim. So it should be metame. It's pekas boiler. The moyach is a din of a kezayis bosa. It's metame boil. So let the moyach be metame boil. Vi diki kezayis moich bebefnim is tuma bekas boil 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 boil. So it should not to be metame boil. Well, nami letame. So the Gemara says the leke kezayis moich bebefnim. But there's no kezayis moich bebefnim in the bone. There's no kezayis moich. So it's gewaldig. So you only have a bone. Bone is only metame bemage bemase. It's not metame boil. There's no kezayis moyach be'etze. Frag the Gemara, be'im moyach mibifnim mala aruche mibachutz, eva ma'al yod, bayonami litam, amir di kezach. We'll see the Gemara as a shayla, if you have a bone, and if the bone is capable of making that boso should grow on the bone. Is a bone capable of to rejuvenate and bring boso to grow on the bone? So that's the shaila, if the moyach shebefnim is capable, if you have a healthy bone, let's go back into the Adam, into the behemoth. If you have a bone and this moyach on the bone, is this moyach capable to create that posa should grow on the bone? Now, if this moyach is capable that posa should grow on the bone, so the bone is a shame eiver. It's not called a bone, it's called eiver. And an eiver is metame b'kol shul. A fellow doesn't have a kezayis posa, doesn't have a kezayis moyach. If a bone is capable of rejuvenating itself, and bosa should grow on the bone, so every bone is a potential eva, and the eva is metame b'kol shul. So that's the Gemara's kashi. Ve'im moyach mibifnim mala aruche mibachutz, eva ma'alye, so it's an eva. Bo'yonami letame, an eva is metame b'oy. Omar Rav Yehuda Bereda Rabchie Zois Aymeres Moyach Befnim Einimala Ruche Mibachutz. There's no such thing. A moyach in the inside of a bone cannot make that boso should grow on the bone. So memela, a bone mitzadatzmo is not a neva. So it's only a bone. So a bone is only metame b'maga b'mas. So Mamela, that's why the Mishnah, a neighbor is Matama Boyo. Let us see Rashi. Be the Kikazayas Moyach Mibifnim to Mibaykas Boyle. Kushi. Amaye Matama Boyo. Why isn't this bone Matama Boyo? Are ain't lo halal tefach? There's no halal tefach in the bone. The kaimelon bebroches kol cholo she'ein boi tefach einei choitzitz bifnei ameis. That means there's a din of a tumah ritzutze. The din is if you have a kezayis min ameis and there's a halal tefach and there's an oil over it, so the din is the oil is mevias atume all over the oil and choitzitz bifnei atume. The tumah cannot go over the oil. But if there is not a halal tefach by the bisar hameis, so then the din is, the tumah is baikas v'oile, the tumor from the kezias hameis will penetrate the oil and go through the oil all the way up. So that's a din as a tumor ritzutzes by kas toilet. So Rashi says over here that that shan the gemara is kashe. If we will say that there is moyach in this etzem, so memele and the moyach is a teres bosa, so the moyach should be metama boil. Ah, you have a etzem that's covering it. So Rashi says, but there's no halal tefach over here. So memele says a tumaritzutza. Tumaritzutza is by kas goyle. The davoini, I don't understand the cheshbon of Rashi. I mean, for Rashi, it would seem if there would be a halal tefach in the bone, so then the bone would be an oil, it would be chaitzis. But he says, no halal tefach. So memele, it shouldn't be chaitzis. The chayrit is a klal in the chatzitza of oil, kol dobor shemekabo tume eini chaitzis bifnei atume. It's a klal. That everything that's mekabel tume cannot be a barrier to hold back to. Now, the etzem is metame, and etzem we had before. And etzem is metame b'maga b'mase. So lechayre, so I don't understand. Lechayre, this should fall into the category of kol dovah mekabel tume. It's not only mekabel tume; it's metame. Lechayre, it shouldn't be worse. So it can't be chaytzes bifnei atume. So Rashi Vaisa is the reason it's not chaitzis, it's because there's not a halal tefach. L'chera for there would be a halal tefach, it also shouldn't be chaitzis. Aber bekitzer. Yeah. So the Gemara says, There's no mayach. There's no kezayis mayach. Like the Gemara, the ikasava mayach shebifnim mala aruche lebosom ibachutz. That the mayach shebifnim is capable of rejuvenating the bone, that meat can go and grow on the bone. Avokav the leka mayach. Even though now there's no mayach, it's irrelevant. Abahoyu ubemechuba lechai. When it was alive, soif hamayach lovoi, that's a normal bone. That a bone, when it's attached in a live person, a live animal, so, soif hamayach lovoi, so mayach will enter the bone. Sherei pomim shamayach kulay kola b'chayza. That could be, there's no moyach in the bone, and then it replenishes itself. And because of the moyach that's inside Godel Abosam Ilamayla. In Cain, if that is true, that moyach bebefnim, that can bring about that the bosa will grow me bachutz. In Cain, beloy bosa. Or beloy moyach, choshiv eva kol etzem cholo. That means every etzem cholo, every hollow etzem that is possible that mayach should enter this etzem, so then it's also possible that this etzem should grow basa. So then it has a shame eva. So every hollow etzem is a potential eva. The name is metame bekoshu. Im kein beloy bos, beloy may khoshev eva, kolatz kholo, usnan ay borim ein lam shir. Afel pochs mikes ay is min amay, so pochs mikadash min a sheret, an eva does never shir. So zweite schwer. So the Gemara says, Zay say matters. You're right, you have a problem here. The Mishnah says, Yet kulyas amayis, hanegeya bo. Whoever touches it is tame. So you had a problem with that. But I say, let's be elach. The Mishnah says, "Dafka negeibo," not if it's in the oil. So from this Mishnah we can derive, okay, in the kimta there's no basar and there's the moyach in that, and also a hollow bone is not capable of making that basar should grow on it through the moyach. There's no such thing. So then, a hollow bone doesn't have a shame even. So the Gemara says, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Bereida Rabchiya, Zayse Meres, Moyach Befnim, Eimala Aruchem Ibachuz. If I can't again be Mala Aruchem Ibachuz, it will not make that basar should grow Ibachuz. So Memela, so there's never a shame even. Rekte Gemara, fine, I hear the Yisef Pshat in Kuyas HaMeis. Mamaya Kimte, the Lake Kizayis. Very good, you're saying, speaking about, there's no Kizayis Boso, there's no Kizayis Moyach. Yehochi B'mogdoshi Mamay Metame. So why is this Etzem Metame? We heard Rashi in the Mishnah said, there were goza and etzim that was mishamish noiso. That means at least a kezayis of noiso. So memela the etzim also gets a din noiso. But if you say there's no noiso over him, so where do you have? So how is the kuyas hamakdoshim and agay behen bein stumim bein nekuvim tomei? Kashe number one. Besu kuyas nevela v'kuyas asherim ki nikvu amay metamu. The kuyas nevela, we said, if there's a nekev in the kuyas, so then it's metame because it's roi l'tami yadei mage, so koshi yeshne b'mage, yeshne b'mas. But if you tell me that there's no moyach in the etzem, that's a kezayis. I'm a metamu. So the Gemara says, "Olay kash, reisha the leke kezayis, seifa deike kezayis." The reisha is talking about there's no kezayis, and that is why there's no tumas oil. And the seifa that says there's a tumas maga is speaking about that there was a kezayis of my. Umay kamash malon, mili mili kamash malon. That means each bava is telling me different chidushim. So memela, if it's coming to tell me different chidushim, it is not necessary to say that they're talking about the same case. Each bava wants to tell me different chidushim. Yeah. Umay kamash malon, mili mili kamash malon. Reisha kamash malon. The moyach mebifnim eini mala aruchem ibachutz. The Reish is telling us there's no moyach mebifnim. But Rashi had said, but every etzem that has a potential that moyach should be in it is an eiver. So that's the chiddush of the Reish. The Reish is coming to tell us there's no such thing that the moyach is not capable of being mala aruchem ibachutz. So that's the chiddush of the Reish. The Reish is talking about that there is no moyach. Mikdoshim maikamash. Mikdoshim is speaking about that there is moyach. There's a kezayis of moyach. Is maikamash malon? Shimush noisa milsei. Oh, the seifa is telling us that if you touch an etzem kuyas hamukdoshim that has moyach a kezayis, that the moyach is also tummy. Why is the moyach tummy? Be'etzim, if you learn the Mishnayis, Rashi botana Mishnah pigul v'anoisa metami mesi yedai. The etzim is not pigul v'anoisa. It's not pigul v'anoisa. Pigul v'anoisa is only boso. So our Mishnah is coming to tell us that a mishamish l'noisa atzma is noisa. So that's the chiddush. Said it's a different case with a different melamed. Nevela is also speaking about this, a kezayis of Maya. Nevela is coming to tell us afagav the ike kezayis nikve ein loy nikve loy. That even though there is a kezayis, but there's no tumas masa if there's no neked. כוס יהיה בכלל, כל שאין לי במגר, אין לי במעשה. זאת רשי, היוח במדוש מטמי, הרי לשם שהוא נויסר, ואין נויסר בפוחס מכזייס. That was one question. And then, if it's being bad, there's no kizayis, ki nikvo maitmei, ma'amret ein shoymrim mitztarfen letum echamure. So there's no kizayis, so why is it tmeim? We don't have a kizayis of nevela. So the Gemara says like this, rei shedeku yisamei zdeleke kizayis, lefir kareim et hamaboy, seif o magdoshim v'sheretz nevela, dike kizayis, lefir kakabi magdoshim, Ika shir noisa, so there's a shir noisa, shir noisa is a kezayis. Vigavi nevela, vishat ika shir latame, there's a kezayis of bisal nevela. O maike mashmalon, given the ratio like a kezayis. Now we're going to explain what the chiddush is from each moment. If the ratio is speaking about the like a kezayis, v'chiyakati loishaminon, the etzem kisayir metame b'magev leiboyu l'kisayis minavela metame. So what the chiddush of each bobe? I said, no, mili mili, kol dovo. Kol dovo, kol dovo v'dovo, shitin kebetze, sheshone mishnasei mashminen, taime b'chol chad, ma sheherezeh leiherezeh. Each bobe is telling us different chiddushim. Reishashmina, mida loi tima boyo. Since it's not metame boyo, al kocho shamet minei, the moyach shibifnin, and mal aruch mi bachutz. So it's coming to tell us that moyach can never be mal aruch to make bosa. The mal bein the yisbei, in lesbei, metame. That's the chiddush of the first bovet. The Bava by Mugdoshim is coming to tell us Milsi, that Shimush Naisa Milsi, Kenaisa Atzma, Bitzach Lashmine, Dohochiyu, Ken Rav Mori. This is Emerson Rav Mori's Ashtik Teire. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us Rav Mori's Ashtik Teire. So I don't know. Mishim de besochim leitman ela hapigu fahanoisa. Avo kshi mushoi leitna. It doesn't say in the Mishnah that mishamish noisa is also metamis yirai. Rashmine masnisen. So our Mishnah is coming to tell us that mishum de shimshu kizai is noisa metam afilu kshi stume. Leinoga be moyach tome mishum etzim shishimish es hanoisa. That's the chiddush of Mugdoshim. And if Nevela is speaking about that there's a kezayis of moyach, they want to tell us loynik for loy. The bein an efshel liga kedetoni time beedil lekama. So this is the first mahalach, the mishnayis. In this mishnah, then we have it's mili mili ktoni, and each bov is telling me a different chiddush. The Bava by Mace is telling us that Moyach is not Ma'al Aruchim, so therefore it's not an Eva. The second Bava is coming to tell us that Misham Shei Noisa are Metama like Noisa. The third Bava is telling us that it's only a Tumas Masa by Etzim from the Vela, by the Moyach and Vela, if it's Roy Lamag. Avaya Oma. Now, the first thing that you said, that's the chiddush of the first bove, that noyach mibifnim is not mala aruche. Abaye says no, it could very well be noyach mibifnim mala aruche mibachutz. V'hoche b'mayeskinen b'sheh shofa. It's speaking about that he sawed around the etzem, that means the reichev of the etzem, he saw the round. So that means, so like this, in the etzem, it's completely covered with etzem, so the moyach can go through the whole etzem and mi megadol bosa. If it was the bone, if it was a chelik of the bone that was sawn around, so that makes that the etzem is now not capable to be malach. So it could be be'etzem, and etzem has a teres eiver, kol's man is bekoich lahalis aruche. Our Mishnah is speaking about an etzem that was sawn around, and so mamel not bekoich to be malach. Let's hear Rashi. Abai amaloi lamoyach malach. Umasnisen b'sheshofa, speaking about he saw it around. Nosro b'magol oy b'sakim, su loy mal aruche. Now it's not capable of being mal aruche, so now it lost the shame eved. B'hilkach, even the leke kizayis moyach, there's no kizayis mirta metama b'oyu, mishum shir, that means the shir of a kezayis is not in this etzem, because it is no kezayis moich. Loi metame mishum eva. So it's not metame mishum eva. That's the gist of the shir mekabetzes. Alt eva, it's not metame, because it's not an eva, because it's not pekoyach to rejuvenate, since it's speaking about shofar, that he Shifa. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us it's not metama boyu, because shofar is not metama boyu. Umikdoshim nevele b'sheres b'dika kezayis k'dekimna. This could be that there is a kezayis, and each one is telling me a chiddush. Doshim is telling Misham Shainaisa is also Matama Kinaisa. The Mail of Sheriff is telling us that it's only Matama Bamasa, if it's Matama Bamaka. Kidakimne. Rabbaya loikolik ela bamala aruch. That means we hear the Gemara Omar of Yehuda Bereva Rabchi is Zois Oimeres. Moyach Bifnim Einai Mala aruch. That was a Pesachidish from, Rav Yehuda Bereva Rav Chiya Zoy, that's the Chiddush in the Mishnah, it's not Mal Aruche. Abai says, not Mukhach, that's the Chiddush, could be, but it is Mal Aruche. The Mishnah is speaking about a case where it's not Mal Aruche, and then it loses the shame either. Fine. Ach, Mishnah, Mishnah, Shofar, Uchda Rabbalosa, Tama Rabbalosa, Kuyesh Sheshofa Le'olko Temeya. That means if you had a bone and there was a slit in the length of the bone, but that means we have, besides the slit, we have the bone is covered. That means the bone is protecting the inside on all sides of the bone besides the mokim where there's a slit. So there the din is, it could rejuvenate because the mayach could, there is a protected area, the side where there's bone, so the mayach could go through the bone and rejuvenate. That's what kuyesh sheshofa li olka tmeya. But if you cut a bone, so that means there's one area that there's no protection whatsoever for the mayach shebifnim, so then it's tahira, because then it lost the shame eva. V'simonech, and if you want to have a simin, when does a slit hamper the growth? And when does a slit not hamper the growth? You look at a dekel. Let us see Rashi. Zuk Rashi. Liyolko, the achshav shayel bo ritzue shaloi shifa. That means the length of the bone was there was he saw the length of the bone, but there's a chelik of the bone that is protected by bone. So there the moyach could rejuvenate. Tamaya. Vafila ainbo loyboso veloy moyach. The moyach shiya osin loving me bifnim halaruche. That means we're talking about a bone that bifnim is a pekoyach lo halis haruche. Vekivin the chavosai. Such a bone. That means if inside the animal or inside the person it would be capable of rejuvenating and being the gadol boso, so memela, so here's a deneva in the b'lei bo yishir, that's takachu. Lechachba soviv soviv, if you have horizontally you have the whole hekiv of the bone. Soviv, soviv, afilu b'mokim echad. In one place, the bone is sawn around and around. So the male, it is one place that is completely exposed. So there, the moyach, in one end of the bone, it seems cannot travel to the other end of the bone because of that chelik that's exposed. So therefore, I'll give you a simon of a dekel. In tito mimena ritzua soviv, you'll take a round, you have a dekel standing, and you peel off from the bark a ritzua, a small ritzua. Hu misyabesh, so the whole dekel is going to dry up. Shaloi hinachto derech lisro lalois mina kalko lemailo mimokim sheniklav. That means the minute I have a place that the bark was peeled off, and that place is completely surrounding the whole hekev of the ilo. So memela, see, I have news for you. This tekel is going to dry up. This raf cannot go from the kalke to the top of the ilum because there's one place that is completely exposed to the element. But what'll be if you'll be koilev a strip in the oirech of the degel, tishayer tzidoy echon, you leave over one side, yeshterech l'slof chalais, and the slof can go because that side is not exposed. So, Be'etzem, this is Abaye and Rav Yehuda Bereida Rav Chiye, theoretically both learned the same pshat in the Mishnah. No, Rav Yehuda Bereida Rav Chiye brought a raya from the reish of the Mishnah that a moyach cannot be mala arucha on the etzem. And then the Abayu said, no, it can't be Malaruche. It's speaking about in the knife, and that it can't be Malaruche, that it was sort of around the hekev of the bone in one place, so therefore it can't be Malaruche. But they both of them agree that the Mishnah is speaking about different cases and telling different chidushim. And the first bab of the Mishnah is speaking about an etzem shalameis that does not have moyach hakizayis. And the rest of the Mishnah is speaking about an etzem that does have moyach kizayis. And each one is telling us its unique chidushim. The Rav Yochanan Omar, a third mahalach in the Mishnah. La'olam de'ike kizayis. There's a kizayis of moyach. U'moyach mibifnim ma'ala ruchet. So you have a bone in an oil ha'meis. You have two reasons why it should be metama boil. First of all, there's a kizayis of moyach. Second of all, moyach is ma'ala ruchet. U'maynei geya diktoni. Why does it say Kulias Ameis Anegeya Bemtome? What's the type Negeya? Mile. means mild. That means that a person was mild over the Yetzim. That's pshat. He put, let's say, his finger over the Yetzim. That's pshat negeya. That is pshat negeya. That means he puts his finger over the Yetzim. So you have a Yetzim over here. It's not in the oil. And he's, and so if you have an Yetzim over here, so the tum is bekas v'oila. And he put his finger over it. So that's called a negeya. He's touching. He is touching. Kul yes hasheres kilo nikvu. Amai tohoirem. What is the kash? What is the rashi? Amai tohoirem, the rashi, etzem gufei eivahu. There's a merdik kash. If you say that moyach shebifnim is ma'ala ruchem, so every bone is a potential evil. Ubaloy moyach nami metame ustime mayahani. That means every etzem is an evil. An evil is metame. So if an evil is metame, that means bishloim, if we learn it's not an evil, it's only an etzem. And what is metama, the moyach shebesoich etzem? So then we have problems. So you didn't touch the moyach shebesoich etzem. So you need a nekev in it, and then I'm able to touch it. But if you're telling me a yesod, if you're telling me a yesod that moyach shebefnim is capable of being mala aruche, so it's capable of being mala aruche, so every etzem is an eber. An eber, the eber is metame. You know, so my when I touch the eber is metame. Don't to touch the moyach shebefnim. By touching the etzem, it's not an etzem, it's an eber. So it should be metame. Omar Rabbi Yomim bar Gidol, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, hoche b'mayaskinen kain de'ike kezayis moyach hamiskash, hamiskashkesh, hamiskashkesh. So we're speaking about, what does Rashi say? Hamiskashkesh, yovesh. The moyach in the etzem is, you can hear it rattling. The moyach in the etzem, you can hear it rattling. Yovesh, it dried up the moyach. V'neka mit betoich hacholo, dohu loima la'aruche. That means that moyach shenish yovesh is not malaruch. So everything is beautiful. So we're speaking about an etzem sheyesh boy moyach hamiskashkesh. This etzem will never become an eva. That means what we had before, if you have an etzem that's reik, that's empty, so when it's in the goof, the goof of Bahime can rejuvenate and it'll fill up with moyach and it'll be malaruchet to the bosa. That's only if you have a empty etzem, it can fill up with moyach. But if you have a etzem which is filled with dried moyach, this is dead moyach. This will never rejuvenate. Nothing will ever come out of this moyach. So at the present time, this etzem is not an eva anymore, because it will never rejuvenate. So memele, now we'll understand everything in the Mishnah. Hoche b'mayeskinen diki kisayis moyech amiskashkesh. Gabe meis. So if in the first bob of the Mishnah, we're speaking about this moyach, that is a kezayis, and it's dried up moyach. But this dried up moyach is a din of besar hameis. So therefore, it will be metama b'oil. And that what we said, hanegeya behem istomei, does not necessarily mean that he touched the bone. And Negeah Ben means he was mile over the bow. In mile is like Negeah. Gabi Meis, Tuma Bekas Bo'ilo. So Memeila, so that's why it's Tuma Tuma Soyo. Neveila, Kima the Miskashkish, who, so you can't say it's an Ava, because since it dried up, it'll never rejuvenate. Nikvein, loy nikvoloi. Yeah. Even though it's not malaruche, betama boil. The hobeloich shivis eva oikashir. There's a shir to be metame, it's been about a kezaya samoya. Who's the malema honeybe the tumabekas boila? Who mokdoshim hareshim shunaisa? So everything is speaking about Hevakas Ayis. All the Rabbi Yochanan did not want to say that the Mishnah is speaking about different cases. So Rabbi Yochanan says the Mishnah is speaking about one case. There's a Kezayis of Moich in the Etzim, but there's a Kezayis of Mekashkish. It's dried up. So Memelev, it's dried up, so it doesn't have a shame either because it can't rejuvenate anymore. So Memelev, so it's Gevaldik. So Memelev, the Reish is speaking about and that's a minamei, so you have a kizayis minamei over there, so he puts his hands over the etzem, it's called hanegeya boy, because he touched it. That's called mile kenegeya, that's not a negeya boy. And then all the other cases, and the same thing by kulyas mukdoshim, so there you have a kizayis from naisa, so the etzem is metame, al-shimish naisa, is mishamish naisa. But the third case, since it's speaking about the Moich HaMekashkesh, so Moich HaMekashkesh, so it doesn't rejuvenate, it's only Moyach, so if it's Nakov, you can touch the bone, so then you can touch the Moich inside the bone, so then it'll be Metamet. If it's not Nakov, so you can't touch the Moyach, so it's not Metamet. Nevele, given the miskashkeshu, vishuvei nimala aruche, mavebo, ilkach nikvedav shaliga metamim, vishum shir. So it's metamim because he abishik his eyes. Loi nikvu loi, mavebo, vashtegore mikuyes, sheyesh bo bachadosha moyach lach, tohu mala aruchil. The Eivet says, akdosha speaking about a sheret. So, Bekitza, we have here a member of Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that mile kenegeya, a very, very interesting concept. Omar Rav Ovin v'teimer Rabbi Yosi barovin afanan amitanin. It's a Mishnah. That mile kenegeya, if a person is mile over a dover, that the tumah goes up, so that's called his negeya. We learned in the Mishnah as follows. Hanegeya bakachatzi zayis. Umayil al chatzi zayis. We're talking about that there's two chatzi zaysi boso minameis. He goes and touches one chatzi zayis. The other chatzi zayis, he puts his hand over the other chatzi zayis. Case number one. Oy chatzi zayis mile olo, or the other way around. There's a chatzi zayis that's sticking out from some place. He puts his hand underneath. We have a klal tume bekas voila bekas v'yeredes. So memele. So if he put his hand underneath the chatzi zayis, he put his hand underneath the chatzi zayis. So it's also mile kenegeya. So it's Tomek. If you'll say the way Rabbi Yochanan said, that mile kenegeya, what's the chilek if I touch the boso, if I touch the tume that's jutting out from the boso, it's called amnegeya b'tume. Yamrit Bishloim Echad Shmohu Shmochim Itztarev. So it's very good. That's called Negeya Vachoyzer Negeya. According to the Chachamim Oachoylik on Abdois Ben Arkine, so he's Tome. El Yamrit Reishmeninu Mim Itztarev. Osnan, we learned Zeh HaKlal Kol Shum Yishem Echot Itztarev V'tome Mishnei Shem Estoyer, and it's not Mitztarev. So Rashi says Avanan Amitanine the Kori Lemail Negei.